and the highest integrity we can achieve is always close to the center of our periphery. And it is only through a diligent perseverance that mastership can be achieved and ultimately kept alive. And our nature will always want to rebel from being locked in the safeties of our domains. And thinking may be the base of our degeneration unless we regenerated. And it is a sudden pain to realize that what we love the most is the love for other we have left behind for the sake of our love. And in a thorough cultivation of ourself, there is no need of the artificial supplements society is imposing on us to be considered within it. And once a culture starts celebrating the alien and the weird, is just a sign of a new cultural shift ahead. And once we allow a method of reflection to our practice itself becomes in danger unless it also has a method of execution. And borrowing methodologies without devising our own is yet another way of generating assumptions. And whenever there is interest, our general claims will be always refined by our genuine observations. And depression is always to be experienced from our constant stepping out of the social group. And in order to avoid that strength, we ought to constantly practice our discipline in real-world situations. And by maintaining the medium as a medium, a personal tradition, let us avoid becoming a medium. And the real human trauma, it is a technological replacement that only a compulsive embodiment of technology can heal. And when pleasure anticipates till at last replaces duty, it is the beginning of a shallow end. And we need to oppose the mainstream not by direct confrontation but by resisting on our mainstreaming. And once we learn to master the ways of self-formation, we will reject the general ones or simply embed it into our own. And are we to betray our dreams of peaceful solitude in order to communicate our findings to the noisy crowd? And our solitary exploration of the sublime is a treasure that in our civilized confinement turns into a trap of self-destruction. And we either dilute ourselves in society or keep cultivating ourselves by also framing our input within it. And what is that upset our poetic feelings for natural peace and makes us resort for artificial noise? And criticism is a disinhibition that ought to be regulated within a sealed environment that ought to make it exhaust itself. And it is not by allowing our nature to go wild that we will resurrect a humanity that has been always surviving by transpassing between artificial impositions. And it all comes to a dead end when the surprise for the world around us is suddenly unveiled by the media of representation. and the road of our return may always bring us a different point from which we can analyze a different perspective. And as we slowly allow certain unnatural habits, we need to watch that they don't take over our nature. And only when we're left alone, we can plan out a daily performance of our intimacy. And we must keep straight and be aware of all the possible moments to allow our nature to be manifested. And we cannot postpone our expectations, but work at every present moment for their becoming. And surrendering to a system we have for long resisted, we cannot but recover our old ideals. And reunion is the only way to confront the greed to appropriate oneself of what is common. And like beasts, we need to relearn to nourish ourselves from the smaller and avoid the parasite comfort of nourishing from the bigger. And we at least need to provide ourselves the comfort for contemplation and recollection. And science constantly resolve every mystery that constantly makes itself more unpredictable. And in our disciplinized temperament, any long indulgement in pleasure will rise indignancy. And the commands setting in to regulate our fear for our neighbors are the very ones stampeding over the love for our very land. And where is the origin of our uncertainties, if not in the delusion of realizing our certainties? And to rejoice, one must experience a progress that only a natural growth can regularly provide. And if on one hand our technologically assisted passion takes us far, a natural compassion wishes us to stick back together. And it is the establishment of social paradigms to prevent its members from sudden extinction, but not from a stagnation that only personal paradigms can agitate. And while giving the illusion of freedom, contemporary system is even a stronger form of slavery controlling our very soul. And we can either seek the romantic for an old contemplation, or the wilderness for a young regeneration. And what we are to be afraid of is not death per se, but its artificial prolongation. And in the first place, one ought to escape traumas as one escapes the smell of a dead cadaver. And the best ones are never the comfortable aristocrats, but the uncomforted ones exposed to the temperament of the world. And we should learn to plan our arrival and departure in order not to miss the feasts of our references. And along with our artificial recordings, the most efficient recorders might turn out to be our intimate companions. And without any further circumnavigation, the most intolerable feeling is to retreat through the way of our arrival. And we can never live in the certainty of anything but the being we discover through our very discipline. and with a personal goal in mind, our sense of orientation is far more telling than the directions society channel us into. And the illusion of a sweet end is always a drive for those marching for a noble goal. And so many the roads, and yet only one to take us to our destination. And once a place in society is guaranteed, we spend the rest of our life attempting to regain a place in nature. And perhaps we only need to imitate nature and come back to a more artificial environment to recreate it. And we shall not contrast the system, but only be there for the time it takes a break or simply breaks, as we are at first to appreciate the simplicity of people, we are to later despise their ignorance. And we are to appreciate and embrace complexity as it soon will become the new simplicity. And we need to capture every instance of the world in order to reflect as well as demonstrate its becoming. And one comes later to realize that a marginal role might be the most influential. And it is only a matter to set our artificial lives to restart regularly down the natural path.